its current state. I'm Mark Bayshore. Angela Whitrock's a reporter for MLive. She's also a current state contributor on the economy and business. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Nice to see you. You'll be at the Lansing City Council gathering this afternoon where the next year's budget will be discussed. Remind us what they're likely to discuss and why it's important.
Well, tonight at 6:30, the council is going to meet as the committee of the whole. They'll be talking about the second quarter revenue projections, basically seeing how close they are on pace to what they projected. So our property taxes on pace for collection, our income taxes at the levels appropriate. This will sort of give us a snapshot of whether there will be a deficit in this current year, which is something that has happened quite frequently. So it'll give us a better idea of what's coming down the pipe there.
$9.5 million is the number that I know the mayor has put out there
right.
The last couple of times he's been with us.
So. Right, and that's the number for the next coming year. But what has happened over the last few years is a budget in the current year or a budget deficit in the current year. So that's something that has to be closed pretty immediately before you even move into the next year.
Okay. And former Mayor Dave Hollister, who's in charge of the financial health team of Mayor Bernero's, is also going to be at the meeting?
Correct. Yep. He'll be giving an update to the council on some of the recommendations that they are kicking around. Hopefully what we'll see is a preview of the report, which, again, is going to be just chock full of suggestions to address the city's long-term financial health and hopefully stave off a Detroit-type bankruptcy situation in the future.
And MSU's Eric Scorsone is really in charge of writing the report. Do you expect Mayor Hollister, Dave Hollister, to disclose an awful lot here? I mean, how much more are we apt to learn between tonight and a month from now when the report is scheduled to come out?
You know, that's a good question. I think the council members will certainly press him and ask a lot of questions. It'll be interesting to see how forthcoming he is and for the media to really get sort of unfettered access to some of those folks who are going to be writing the report will be helpful as well.
Well, Verge made a big deal about how visionary he wanted this team to be. So if not tonight, certainly in a month.
Correct, yeah.
There could be some pretty dramatic proposals put on the table.
Absolutely.
So last week's decline in GDP grabbed a lot of attention. It wasn't big. It was 0.1%. But the U.S. GDP actually went down, and I think a lot of people had become accustomed enough to good economic news on a pretty regular basis that I think it really, really stopped a lot of people in their tracks. We've had great news on the housing front. The State Journal, a front page story yesterday was how much housing has rebounded just recently. The Dow's at 14,000 for the first time since 07, I believe. Now this. What happened?
Well, it's partly a cyclical issue. Really, the majority of the decline was due to a cut in military spending. Now, military spending goes cyclical in the third and fourth quarters, so there's less spending in one quarter, much more in another. So it's sort of drags on and then buoys the GDP numbers nationally. I think military spending is something like 4.8% of GDP. So it's quite substantial. The other thing is that, if there hadn't been the cuts, I was reading in the Washington Post that the growth would have been something like 1.28%, which is not great, but is still better than a 0.1% decline. So I guess the big picture thinking is like, yes, there is this tiny decline, but don't freak out. It's both cyclical and we know where it's coming from.
Susan Tompor had a good column in yesterday's Free Press. GDP is down, but again, from 5 miles up, not as dramatic as people would be led to believe.
Correct, yeah. And this is something people are focusing on, partly, I think, because so much of the other news has been great about the economy, and this is sort of an outlier. But again, the big picture thinking is don't freak out. It's going to be okay.
Mark Zandi was quoted in the column as saying the economy is not contracting.
Correct.
Even though there was a minus in front of that point, a one-tenth of 1%, there was a minus there, but he said, really, the economy is not contracting. We have some folks from the Walnut neighborhood in tomorrow here on Current State, along with Lansing City Councilman Brian Jeffries, to try to explain where we are right now in the NIO wave, the pole barn situation in the Walnut neighborhood. Are you following this?
Yeah. This has been going on, since last fall, maybe late summer. NIO Wave is a local company. They produce some very high-tech stuff. They settled in a neighborhood, took over an old school, rehabbed it. Neighbors were happy. Recently, they were applying for a new tax break from the city, erected a pole barn, and it looks like a kind of like a mini, less attractive city market in the middle of the neighborhood. Neighbors were not pleased. It blocks their view. Some of them, it just impedes the general flow and look of the neighborhood. They asked NioWave, you know, to meet with them, and there was a lot of dissonance and disconnect. They were not really aligning correctly for NioWave and the neighbors to meet. The neighbors eventually put up signs across the neighborhood about the pole barn. So it's become sort of a hot-button issue. I mean, there's obviously tremendous pressure on companies to create jobs and whatnot, but then there's also this problem of how do you make that happen in a neighborhood without upsetting the neighbors. And
right.
So now we're at this point where hopefully the two can get together and resolve the issue.
Well, we'll try to learn more tomorrow here on Current State on that score. MLive's Angela Whitrock, thanks very much.
No problem.